narrated Aisha, may Allah be pleased with her, Utbah bin Abi Waqas authorized his brother Sa'd to take the son of the slave girl of Zama'a into his custody. Utbah said to him, "He is my son." When Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, arrived in Mecca during the conquest of Mecca, Sa'd bin Abi Waqas took the son of the slave girl of Zama'a to the Prophet, peace be upon him. Abd bin Zama'a too came along with him. Sa'd said, "This is the son of my brother, and the latter has informed me that he is his son." Abd bin Zama'a said, "O Allah's Messenger, this is my brother, who is the son of the slave girl of Zama'a, and was born on his, that is, Zama'a's bed." Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, cast a glance at the son of the slave girl of Zama'a, and noticed that he, of all the people, had the greatest resemblance to Utbah bin Abi Waqas. Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, then said to Abd, "He is yours. He is your brother, O Abd bin Zama'a, as he was born on the bed of your father." At the same time, Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, said to his wife, Sauda, "O Sauda, screen yourself from him, that is, the son of the slave girl." Because of the resemblance he noticed between him and Utbah bin Abi Waqas. Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, added, "The boy is for the bed, that is, for the owner of the bed where he is born, and stone is for the adulterer." Ibn Shihab said, "Abu Huraira used to say publicly that is the last statement of the Prophet, peace be upon him, in the above hadith, number 4303.